Welcome to tonight's adventure into the unknown, into a world where anything can happen. Persephone Theatre's young company proudly presents The Parade.
Mr. Sid Ryan?
The same.
My name is Lucar. I'm a Martian.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Lou. What was that again?
A Martian.
A Martian, huh? As in Orson Welles?
Precisely.
I'm a Rotarian myself. Sit down.
Thank you.
And, now that we had our little joke, Mr. Lucar, what can Publicity Associates do for you?
I am interested in obtaining publicity. It has been my observation that advertising and publicity are the very backbone of earthly civilization.
Spoken like a true Martian, Mr. Lucar. Now, if you'll tell me the name of the client.
The client, of course, will be the Martians.
You don't give up, do you?
Give up?
The gag, I mean. Olivia!
Yes, Mr. Ryan?
This is Mr. Lucar.
How do you do?
Mr. Lucar claims to be a Martian. Take him outside, will you, Olivia? Get the name of the sanitarium he escaped from and tell him to bring the butterfly net.
Wait, sir. I'm happy to see, Mr. Ryan, that my telling you I am a Martian has approximately the effect I supposed it would have. I believe we can do business. Here I have a cash retainer of $5,000.
Sit down, Mr. Lucar. Olivia, get the client a cigar.
Yes, sir.
No. The other box.
Oh, here you are.
Thank you.
What can I do for you, sir?
I wish you to manage a publicity campaign. A very large, very important campaign.
Is the product established, or is it something brand new?
Oh, something quite new. Now, what would you judge to be the most effective type of campaign?
Well, if the client has a lot of dough to throw around, a suspense campaign is best. First, you place ads in the paper, saying, "Watch this space." Mm. Then, about a week later, you run an ad saying X, Y, Z, or PDQ, and you get people guessing what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Then, finally, when you've teased them enough, you bust loose and unveil the product.
Excellent. Very well, sir. We shall conduct a suspense campaign.
Of course, in this kind of campaign, secrecy is very important. Once the name of the product leaks out, it spreads like wildfire, and the whole campaign is kerfluffo.
Yes, quite so. Utmost secrecy.
That's right. I realize, of course, these things cost like crazy.
Would, say, $1 million cover the expense?
Come again?
I said, would $1 million cover it?
Why? Yes, I imagine... You did say $1 million?
I understood that you had handled some very large accounts. Of course, if this is too big...
Oh, not at all. As a matter of fact, I seldom touch anything less. Right, Olivia?
Huh? Oh, of course. That's right, Mr. Ryan. Absolutely right.
Good. You will begin, then, by saturating the newspapers, radio, streetcars, with a very simple statement.
What's that?
I shall write it for you.
The Martians are coming. Huh. Say, that's not a bad teaser. Got that, Olivia?
Yes, sir.
The next will read, June 1st is Martian Day.
June 1st is Martian Day.
What happens on June 1st?
The parade takes place.
What parade?
I wish you to arrange a parade up Fifth Avenue.
You mean like Macy Parade?
Exactly. Except the theme will be the world of tomorrow, the Martian world. My client would like it to be a gay affair. Balloons, clowns, pennants, pretty drum, majorettes.
Say, that sounds terrific. I might be able to introduce the department stores in a tie-in.
Oh, fine. The parade will climax the campaign. On June 1st, the product will be unveiled.
Good enough. By the way, Mr. Lucar, just what is the product? Or what are we selling?
Oh, no, Mr. Ryan. Secrecy, remember?
Oh, but after all...
All will be revealed to you in good time, Mr. Ryan. For the moment, let us say we are selling a concept.
A concept?
Precisely. The concept of invasion from Mars.
Benny Marcus, please.
This is Benny.
Benny, this is Seth Ryan over at Publicity Associates. Listen, Benny, how you fix for child actors?
I got child actors.
Fine. I need 40 of them for a parade. 40. June 1st. And listen, Benny, I want them dressed in little spacesuits.
What?
You know, like the men from Mars, okay?
Kids.
And I want some movie extras. Maybe 50 of them. Also rigged up like aliens from Mars. Make them look gruesome. Got that?
Gruesome.
Also, I need some horses with the pretty-looking people on top of them. Maybe you can get that bunch from Marioni's Traveling Circus, the ones we booked for the Fireman's Parade in Albany last year.
I'll try, Sid.
And never mind the expense. Just get me the talent, okay? I gotta hang up now. Call me back, Benny. How you doing, Olivia?
Oh, fine, Mr. Ryan, just fine. I got our whole team pasting little stickers. The Martians are coming! On the subway platforms, we got full-page ads in all the dailies and 10-second spot announcements on every local station. But it's costing a fortune.
The more it costs, the bigger our percentage. Spend like you were going to the electric chair, Olivia.
Yes, sir. How are you making out on the parade?
If it comes off, it'll be the biggest thing since Barnum invented the flying trapeze. I've got Macy's, Gimbals, and Saks to contribute floats. Everything is built around the Martian theme, see? Even the horses will have long feelers attached to them and funny-looking extra legs. It'll be sensational.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It sounds fine, only,
Only what?
Well, Mr. Ryan, we don't even know what we're selling.
Olivia, my girl, do you think old Sid Ryan has been sitting here spending all this moolah and not putting two and two together?
You mean... You know who Lucar represents?
Just by accident. Understand, I have learned that Century Pictures is making a big new epic. One of those expensive pictures they make in secret and then spring on the public because they don't want the other studios to get the jump on them. A space opera entitled Invasion from Mars. Get it?
Oh, I'm beginning to see.
Also, by mere coincidence, and happens to be the premiere sometime around June 1st. Do you follow me?
But, Mr. Ryan, Century has an exclusive contract with the New Features Syndicate for all their publicity.
Suppose Century Pictures doesn't like the way New Features is handling their stuff. They want to get out of the contract, but New Features says no, so they gotta get around the contract. A man named Lucar, client unknown, starts publicizing the Martian invasion. Need I go further?
Oh, I get it, Mr. Ryan. Gee, I suppose I should have thought of that.
No, Olivia. That's what I like about you. You're so innocent.
Operator?
Let me talk to Commissioner Patrick, please. Seth Ryan.
Hello?
Commish, Sid Ryan.
Oh, it's you. Well, what is it this time? If you want to drop a man off the Empire State Building into a teacup full of water, the answer is no. Also, we are not arresting any fan dancers.
You know I don't handle fan dancers. I want a permit for a parade. June 1st, 5th Avenue. It's a Sunday. There's no traffic.
Oh, come now. Look, Ryan.
Macy's gets a permit. Gimbel's gets a permit. The American Legion gets a permit. The Sons of Aaron march. Every time Morton Downey sings the Wearing of the Green. Don't give me a hard time, Patrick. This is too big.
Come on now.
I have the 5th Avenue Merchants Association behind me.
Okay, Ryan. Fill out the forms. I'll pass them along to the license commissioner.
That's my boy.
Oh, by the way, what's the occasion?
Oh, don't you read the papers, Patrick? June 1st is Martian Day.
Mr. Ryan, how is the campaign going?
Like fire, Mr. Lucar. Like fire. Everybody and his brother is going along with the gang. Yesterday, we distributed 50,000 Martian hats to school kids. I got some of the merchants doing World of Tomorrow displays in their windows. Every big novelty manufacturer in town is climbing on the bandwagon. You want to get into the parade with floats, giveaways, anything. Everybody smells a buck to be made. I wouldn't be surprised if the mayor himself declared Martian Day. I even arranged for Commissioner Patrick to accept a $50,000 check for the policeman's benevolent fund from the man from Mars. Oh, it's terrific. Terrific. My blood pressure's up to 200.
Excellent.
I understand Century Pictures spent over $1 million making that space offer.
I beg pardon?
Oh, come, Mr. Lucar. Sid Ryan wasn't born yesterday, you know. I know who our client is, even if you don't admit it.
You do?
Always thinking. That's me.
Well, as long as you know, let's keep it to ourselves, shall we, Mr. Ryan? As you once remarked, when these things leak out, it destroys the suspense and ruins the effectiveness of the campaign.
My friends and country folk, this is Ron Heelman speaking to you from our portable transmitter atop the reviewing stand for the much-heralded Martian Parade on 5th Avenue. It's a beautiful sunlit day here in New York, a perfect day for a parade, and the streets are packed with thousands of spectators, all eager to find out what this is all about. There's an air of shrill expectancy. Some of the kids and their parents have been camped on the curbstones since early this morning to be sure of ringside seats when the so-called Martians pass by. Okay, tell them all right. I just had word from Saul Brown at the Central Park Mall that the Martians have landed from big pink balloons. And, while we're waiting for the arrival of the parade, we've brought some people up to our microphone to tell you their reactions to this spectacular affair. This most spectacular of all publicity stunts. What's your name, madam?
Miss Ada Shackley?
A little louder, please.
Ms. Ada Shackley.
Mama.
And, where are you from, Mrs. Shackley?
Columbus, Ohio.
I see.
Mama.
And I see you have your family with you. Two little curly-headed boys. Are you in New York for your vacation?
Yeah, we came down for the Shriners Convention with their daddy.
Come on. Mama, give me a balloon.
Well, what do you think of Martian Day, Mrs. Shackley?
Well, it all seems very strange to me, but the boys have been pestering me to watch it, so we've been standing here for 2 hours.
Mama.
I can't make head or tail of it.
Neither can a lot of other people, Mrs. Shackley. But judging by the thousands here already, there's a lot of curiosity.
Well, curiosity killed the cat, folks say.
Let's hope not.
Mama!
Thank you, Mrs. Shackley. Here they come, ladies and gentlemen, the first units of the big Martian parade swinging down Fifth Avenue. With fanfare, colored streamers, music, confetti, floats, all the trappings of a Mardi Gras. Let's listen to the band for a minute. here in the Vanguard, a whole troop of little people in weird-looking pink and blue spacesuits carrying Rube Goldberg weapons with signs painted on them. I can read one which says Atomic Blaster. The other has a placard reading, We are Martians through Georgia. And here come the clowns, laughing and falling all over each other. They're giving free sugar candy to the kids along the way. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a happy, laughing crowd along Fifth Avenue today. A true reflection of the great sense of humor and good nature that makes America the place it is. Why, only... Huh? What? What's that? What's this? The crowd's murmuring now. They've fallen somewhat silent. Something coming. I'll try to get it for you. What? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the Martian contingent. This is promised as the climax of the show, and now a great hush has fallen over the crowd. It's quite a sight to see these thousands of people standing here expectantly, hearing only the great regular sigh of their mass breathing. Now, here they come, ladies and gentlemen, the Martians, marching in booted, helmeted ranks, row after row of them. This is an impressive sight, ladies and gentlemen, and a rather serious contrast to the rest of the boyish, slapstick parade we've been witnessing up to now. Perhaps, 200 tall, broad-chested men, dressed in metallic gray spacesuits with thick glass visors drawn across their face. Each one's holding an ominous-looking ray gun at the ready position. They're marching in absolute silence, in step perfectly, as though some mute, unspoken command were marking time for them. The crowd seems rather grim and serious now. Perhaps they're reminded of the actuality of war and possible invasion. They stand, solemnly, silently, watching. Even the children are awed by the unexpected warlike realism of the Martian Legion. And now the first ranks of the Martians move past us down Fifth Avenue toward the reviewing stands at the square. No one moves. A woman just dashed out into the street. For what reason, I don't know. She just slipped through the police cordon somehow. They're after her now, but she's already reached the ranks of the marchers, and she's trying to lift the visor of one of the Martian spacesuits. Wait. She's fallen. She screamed and then fell forward in a dead faint. The Martian column keeps right on coming. Unless they break ranks, they're going to trample her. No, the police have got her now. They're dragging her away, out of the way, trying to revive her now. What's that? All sorts of rumors have begun filtering back through the crowd, for some reason whispering that the woman's dead. We don't know yet, but whatever's happened, the incident seems to have cast a slight shadow over the mood of the crowd. The carefree holiday air seems to have vanished, the crowd stirring uneasily, a little disturbed at what we've just seen. Nothing to be alarmed at, however, it just seems a shame that anything like this should happen to spoil our enjoyment of the Martian parade.
Mr. Ryan, did you see that? A woman fainted. She ran out into the streets to get a close look at the Martians. Then she screamed and fainted dead away.
I'm well aware of that, Olivia, since I paid her $50 to do it.
What?
The dramatic moment, Olivia. The stock in trade of the good publicity man. Relax.
Holy smokes. You sure think of everything.
For my share of the deal, roughly $100,000. I can afford to think of everything. Shut the window.
Oh, okay. But don't you want to see the finish?
We'll go down to the reviewing stand for the finish. Right now, I want to make a phone call. By the way, where's Lucar?
Oh, I haven't seen him.
Well, close the window, Olivia.
Well, okay, Mr. Ryan.
Marcus Talent Agency.
Benny, this is Sid Ryan.
Oh, say, listen, Sid. I was gonna call you. I'm awfully sorry about those Martians.
What do you mean, sorry? They're terrific!
Oh, don't joke, Sid. I mean it.
Oh, I mean it, too. They're great. Great.
Are you in the bag?
Never felt better.
You mean it, don't you?
Of course I mean it. What is this?
There are Martians in the parade?
About 150. Of course, I only ordered 50. But under the circumstances...
Sid!
What is it?
Sid, don't you know? I couldn't get you a single movie extra. There's a studio strike in New York. I was gonna call you, but
Wait a minute. Where'd these guys come from if you didn't hire them?
I don't know. Maybe Olivia.
Hold on. Olivia!
Oh! Yes, Mr. Ryan?
Did you hire those Martians?
Well, no, sir, I didn't.
Benny, this is on the level, isn't it?
Honest, Sid, I wouldn't.
Okay, Benny, I'll call you back.
What's the matter, Mr. Ryan?
I don't know. I just don't know. Wonder if Lucar hired him? What's Century Pictures number?
Tremaine 41000.
Tremaine 41000.
Century Pictures, Studio of the Stars.
Give me Marty Stanford, your publicity director.
One moment, please.
Stanford?
Yeah, Marty, this is Sid Ryan.
Oh, hello, Sid. How's the...
Fine. Listen, Marty, this is dead serious. On the level, get it?
What's wrong?
I've got to locate Lucar.
Lou-who?
Lucar, come on now, Marty. This is life and death. The guy you sent over to hire me for the invasion picture.
I've never heard of a guy named Lucar. In what invasion picture?
Invasion from Mars, the space opera.
Are you batty?
Marty.
That picture was shelved last month.
What?
Sure, back in the can. Too expensive, too fantastic. The big shots decided you can't sell a Martian invasion to the American public. It's too incredible, Sid. Who'd ever believe it could really happen? Of all the crazy...
Mother in heaven.
What is it, Mr. Ryan? You look terrible.
It's too fantastic.
Mr. Ryan, is something wrong?
Open that window, Olivia. I want another look at those Martians. Look at them. Olivia, you were in the army. Could 150 movie extras learn to march like that in, say, 24 hours?
No, not in 24 days, Mr. Ryan.
Not a second's hesitation. Not one out of step. Look at the way they carry those ray guns at the ready. The only other time I've seen troops march like that was on a film of the Nazi SS troops marching through the streets of Paris.
Mr. Ryan?
Olivia, get down there. Find that woman who fainted. Her name's Gloria Montez. Get her up here. Make it fast.
Here she is, Mr. Ryan. I can't get much sense out of her.
Okay. Gloria, get out the act. Me, Sid Ryan.
Don't get me. Don't get me. You're a Martian. You're wearing a mask. And underneath it's awful.
Gloria, settle down, baby. It's me, Sid.
It's all big green eyes and those feelers.
Maybe snap out of it. Listen, what happened down there? You ran out and screamed like I told you, but the fainting. That wasn't in the act.
Go away. Please, go away.
Just one question, baby. Inside that helmet, what did you see?
You won't get anything out of her, Mr. Ryan. She needs a doctor.
Okay. Olivia, I've heard enough anyway. You take care of Gloria here. Get her a drink.
Where are you going?
To see the commissioner. We've got to stop this parade before things begin to happen.
Okay, Ryan, what's the beef?
Listen, Patrick, I don't know what it is, see, but something's wrong. You've got to stop that parade.
I suppose you'd like the riot squad. That would get you a front page spread on every paper in town. Now look, Ryan, I've got no time for your cheap publicity gags. I'm a busy man.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you. I don't know where those Martians came from, who they are, or anything about it. All I want you to do is to stop the parade and make sure they're on the level.
Oh, Ryan, I'm wise to your tricks. Now, if you'll let the sergeant show you out.
You won't do it, huh? An honest citizen appeals for protection and you refuse it.
I most emphatically do. Now beat it.
All right, Patrick. I'll go right to the mayor's office. I'll have you busted flatter than a Friday.
Go ahead. I'm sure his honor would be glad to toss you out on that phony nickel-plated skull of yours.
You heard me, Ryan. You can't see the mayor.
And please, this isn't a gag. I don't want publicity. All I want to do is maybe prevent something horrible from happening.
In case you don't know it, wise guy, something horrible's already happening. A couple of hundred little kids are in the hospital with potamine poisoning from that phony Martian candy you passed out.
What?
Or didn't you know?
I didn't. We've got to stop that parade.
Sure. You'd like nothing better than to start a panic now. Maybe a few hundred people would get trampled to death. Think of the newspaper space that'd get you and your phony product.
I won't stand for this, Ken. This may be a matter of life and death.
If you don't get out of here quick, it'll be your death. Go on, beat it. Get out. You and your publicity stunts make me sick to my stomach.
Olivia? Olivia? Where are you? Olivia? Olivia?
It's useless to scream at her, Mr. Ryan. Your friend is quite dead.
Lucar.
She wanted to run to the police with some story about a Martian invasion. I found it necessary to restrain her.
Restrain her? You stinking murderer!
No, Mr. Ryan. Collect yourself. After all, our planning, it wouldn't do to have everything spoiled now.
Lucar, start talking and talk fast. Because when you get through, I'm gonna take you apart piece by piece. What's this all about?
Surely you know, Mr. Ryan. After all, you've been publicizing it for months. You see, before colonizing your planet, the Martian government sent some of us as scouts in advance, disguised as Earthmen, of course, to study your habits, your weaknesses. We found that people on Earth are predominantly conditioned by advertising and publicity. And so we conceived the idea of treating our entire invasion as a vast publicity stunt. Clever, yes? After all, Mr. Ryan, who would suspect an invader who'd advertised his invasion in the newspaper, invited the public to a surprise attack, spent millions publicizing his plans?
Holy jumping.
You've done very well. You see.
Then there was no product.
Ah, but there is a product. The product is death.
What are you trying to do, Lucar?
We Martians are humane people, Mr. Ryan. We do not like to destroy thousands when a few hundred will suffice. In exactly 2 minutes, our troops will treat the world to a spectacle of death, which will bring the rest of your planet to its knees in horror. Nations will clamor to surrender.
Perhaps, Mr. Lucar, but not if I can help it!
What?
Yes, please.
Operator, this is Mr. Ryan. Give me the field telephone on the reviewing stand of the Martian Day Parade. Hurry!
Anyone in particular?
Just hurry!
Reviewing stand, hello?
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 I want Commissioner Patrick!
You'll have to talk louder.
Patrick! Patrick!
Who? Wait a minute. Things are quieting down. What was it you wanted?
This is Ryan. I have to talk to the Commissioner. It's a matter of life and death.
Well, you can't talk to him now. The Chief Martian is presenting the PBA check to him. The Martians are going to fire a salute.
Listen, you gotta stop him.
What?
Stop him!
Sorry, Mr. Ryan, I can't hear you.
You idiot! The worst is going to...
This is the operator. Mr. Ryan? Mr. Ryan? You've been cut off. I can't seem to get them back. I heard it. Is something the matter?
No, operator. Doesn't matter. Nothing matters now.
Tonight, the Persephone Theatre Young Company has performed The Parade, an original radio drama written by Georges Lefebvre. Be sure to join us next week for a spooky tale called While the Whole Town is Sleeping.